Hi guys, welcome back to the Brown Spot, and on today's episode I have my friend with me, and we're just going to basically be ranting. Like, she is going to be ranting because I really don't have any experience, but she will be ranting about her NYC experience. So I'm going to start my NYC soon, and I'm like, yes, why not just jump on this episode with her and let's hear everything about her NYC experience. So yes, my friend Elizabeth is here. Elizabeth, say hi.
Hi guys, I'm Elizabeth.
So Elizabeth, what about your NYC experience do you want to share with us? Did you even have fun? Like, first, let's talk about the fun aspect. Was it fun?
I mean, yes, in camp it was kind of fun, but very stressful. The soldiers, they punished us early in the morning, 4:30, I would wake up. We have to go downstairs to go and start doing exercise. I usually suffer. I used to cry literally almost every day. Because I was not used to that kind of lifestyle. We'll wake up by 4:30 to start jogging. Like, it was very stressful. And then after that, we finished by 7 o'clock. Then we'll go and I have to have our shower. Then we'll now come downstairs for Saeed lecture, which takes like 5 hours or 4 hours. I can't remember.
I can't even wait to sleep. Like, I can't wait to start to sleep.
Then after, we'll go back upstairs. Come back in the next 2 hours to come and do the same exercise we did in the morning.
Hey, oh God.
Camp experience was horrible. I mean, some people liked it because some people are like, they're into that kind of lifestyle. But me that I'm more getting inside. Soft it was girl. Really stressful. Like, I didn't like it, to be honest. I used to cry. There was this time that this soldier shouted at me. I think I didn't wear one of the cards. I didn't wear one of the cards that they told us to wear. This man shouted at me. Oh, that night, I started crying on the road. It felt like a movie.
Korean series.
Sincerely, it was really sad. So, like, from the camp to my working experience to the end, it was just horrible.
Okay, so basically, this girl would always come to my DM to cry. Dami, they're suffering me. Dami, they're doing this. Dami, they're doing that. It felt like they were serving her breakfast every day, like literally every day.
Even it felt like ad break, sincerely. And they posted me. I will not mention the name of the place I worked. And they almost used my life tire. NYC, we show you should get. I mean, you might like your NYC experience, but I'm just talking about my own personal experience. My PPA was very, it was nice because like a lot of exposure, but they used me. And these people, like a lot of employers, they'll use you because you're an NYC copper, they'll pay you less and they'll use you more. I was literally doing like 5 or 6 roles and they didn't think it was wrong. Like, it was very horrible. And at a point, I broke down when this man was telling me that, oh, you are distracted, oh, this and that. I changed it for him. I started crying and I started telling him, sir, you are giving me this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, I changed it for him. And that was when he used sense to reduce my roles. And he started making me feel like I was not doing enough. That is one thing I hate about employers. I don't think I would ever work in the office space anymore because of this.
Like, I also don't want to really do a 9-to-5. Like, I've thought about it. And I'm actually scared of going into NYSC. I'll be going for NYSC. I'm actually very scared because I will now probably have to do like a 9-to-5. And that's like basically not me. I've had to do internships here and we stay at the office from 9-to-5 every day. One day, there was one NYC that I've been considered. Sorry, there was one internship I did. And I remember 2 weeks into the internship, it was supposed to be just for 1 month. Then 2 weeks into it, I called my boss to tell him I was sick and that the sickness could lead to death. Because I could not bear it again. I could not bear it. Like, it was really hard.
People that do 9-to-5, they are really... their bosses, because I don't know how they do it. It's really stressful. Doing it for 1 year, like every day, was really annoying. And my work, like, it takes a lot of your time. You work on Saturdays, Sundays sometimes, and they don't pay you extra time. You have to go and your boss will feel entitled to your time. Like, it is so ridiculous. You come back again on Monday by 8:30, you start working again, having meetings back to back, doing documents. It was just a life that I could not continue. And people would see me posting pictures. They would think that.
I really know, Cecilia. If you didn't tell me, I still thought you were living a soft life. Really.
It was really frustrating because everybody used to think that, oh yeah, this place you're working is really mad place.
I know, sincerely, we're always going for like all the movie premieres.
I mean, it was an agency, so you would go out normal, you'd have exposure. Like, one thing about an agency, you'd have exposure, but they will use your life. And if, like, you're an intern, you are going to be used. That's just one thing you should prepare your mind for. But NYC is not socially useless. In camp, I had to join some activities. I joined the drama team. One thing, if you're going for to the camp, just make sure you join an activity, because you're going to be so drained. You have something, you need something that will distract you. So always join something that's going to just distract you from the old rubbish, the old exercise, the old soldier shouting at you. Just join something that's going to distract you from the old rubbish that's going on in camp.
You know what? Another thing I've been thinking about here is how my skincare is going to.
Sorry, you're like, thinking about skincare.
Can't you see my skin?
Your skin will be damaged.
Oh God!
Your skin, because the weather. Just pray you're posted to somewhere that is good, because my friend is still suffering from what happened in Kwara. Very bad at skincare. The water there is terrible. Your skin will literally burn. My skin, the color of my skin was different from my body. The color of my face was different from my body. It was horrible. Your face will be black. I promise you.
Okay, so this episode is not actually to scare anybody. Yeah. You have to go for NYSC. Like, if you want to work in Nigeria, because it's like everybody is living in the UK right now. Like, every day you open your phone and you see this person of UK or that person of UK.
Or Canada.
Just, like, when are you going to Canada?
I don't want to be a mechanic.
I want to be a baller. Basically, yeah, I know that NYC is actually very interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's be positive here.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Some people actually really enjoy it. Like, I know somebody that enjoyed our NYC so much. Like, I was wishing to live her life. Every day, there's this restaurant, that restaurant. You are going kayaking. Is that how they pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
You're always doing this. Like,
I was like, is it the same NYC that we are both
doing? I think it's the same.
She used to go out during week times. And I'm like, would me or me and suffering at the office? It was so annoying. I wished I had that life during NYC, because I used to go to the office back to back, or go for event back to back, or do one report back to back. At night, always busy. In the morning, always busy. I didn't have time for myself. But NYC was fun. I wouldn't even lie. The money was nice.
Did you meet the love of your life?
No, I didn't. I didn't like anybody.
I feel like everybody just meet. See, Dami, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You don't think anything. You will not meet anybody there. I promise you. Just forget about it. And also, I think one other interesting thing about NYC that I don't understand is the CDS. We literally go there to waste our day. Because I go there, 8 o'clock, you're supposed to resume there. Although some people come by 9, 10. And you go there and you just sit down for hours. You just sit down for hours and do nothing. Then you go and sign. Then people start fighting. A lot of rubbish used to go on.
All right. So, I know that you'd actually enjoy this episode, because, yeah, I think every young person can relate. If you're just going to do your NYC, I know that this is not actually to scare you, but it's like just to prepare your mind that, yes, there are trying times ahead, like trials and tribulations, technically. And for those people that also did their NYC and just did their personal parade, I would like you to send in voice messages and text messages, if you can, to tell us about your NYC experiences. We'll be posting it on our social media platform, and I promise that it's going to be very interactive. So yes, thank you for listening to today's episode, and would like to see you next time. This is the Brown Spot Podcast. Enjoy, and I'm your host, Demi. Bye.